Judge Chris Taylor is running for Wisconsin's Supreme Court. She is joining us this morning. Your Honor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, Bob.
Well, I have to ask, how are you feeling?
Oh, my gosh, so much better. Thank you so much. I had a kidney stone. I don't know if you ever had one of those, Bob, but they are not fun.
Yeah, I don't want to go through that myself.
Yeah, no. The good news is it's done. Once it passed, it passed. So, you know, I feel so much better. So thanks for asking. And I got so much great support from the community. I heard from so many people. People brought me food. My husband happened to be gone on spring break with my son when this was going on. So I had a whole community of people who came and took care of me. And it was, I'm just really grateful.
Well, the timing was unfortunate, but the debate's been rescheduled, I believe, for next Thursday, isn't it?
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
So tune in. 7 o'clock. It's WISN.
And that's Milwaukee, I believe.
It's out of Milwaukee, mm-hmm. But it's ABC. I'm pretty certain.
Okay.
Whatever channel that is here in, I'm in Madison. That's channel 27. I'm pretty certain.
Okay. Why is it that you're running for the state Supreme Court? I mean, what made you decide that's the next step up the ladder?
Yeah. Well, Bob, there's been really three things that have motivated me throughout my life. The first is I love people. I care greatly about people. The second is I always have had a passion for standing up against injustice from the time I was a little kid and saw somebody bullying another kid or someone not being treated fairly. I always felt really strongly that I wanted to be someone who stood up for people. And then thirdly, I have a deep love of the law. And I really learned that from my own family, how powerful the law can be in improving people's lives. My grandmother was a single mom to my mother for most of my mother's childhood and really struggled to make ends meet until she got a union job. And that union job enabled my grandmother to support her three kids. She helped my mom go to college. My mom became a public school teacher. And I learned from my family, from my grandmother, that the law can be this powerful tool that lifts people up and improves their lives and allows them to not just survive, but to thrive. And I thought if I could go to law school and help make that happen for people, that would be the greatest thing that I could do. And so here I am. I graduated from UW over 30 years ago, and I've been an attorney, I've been a legislator, and now I've been a judge for the last 6 years. And, you know, I work every day to try to make sure that people get equal justice under the law, that they're treated fairly, that they're heard, and that I'm doing everything I can to deliver fair and independent decisions with always an eye towards justice.
What was it, 8 years in the state assembly?
Nine. 9 years, yes.
Okay. Some people see that as an issue. Is it an issue?
It's only an issue in that it's made me a better judge. And, you know, being in the state legislature was incredible, really, because I saw so clearly how the law impacts people's lives, or the lack of law, the need for a law impacts people's lives. And that is something I never, ever forget. Every decision that I make is impacting someone and has an effect on someone's life. And so that's really important, I think, for judges to understand that really what we're doing is the law's about people. It's about the rules that unite us. The rule of law unites us because it sets common principles. But the law provides remedies for wrongs. The law provides rights that can't be abridged and a mechanism for protecting those rights. So I learned all that in the legislature, and it's made me a better judge. So much of what I do as a judge is look at statute books, look at the laws that the legislature passed. So knowing the legislative process That has been extraordinarily helpful for me, and it really makes me a unique candidate, I think, in this race.
All right. So then you were a Dane County Circuit Court judge. What did you learn from that experience?
Well, that was an incredible experience. I mostly handled criminal cases. And my goal every single day was to make sure the constitutional rights of the victims and the accused were being protected and that the process was fair for both and the community, because the community is impacted by crime so much. What I witnessed there was something that really was moving to me. It didn't happen in every case, but it happened a lot, enough for me to really sit up and take notice. And that was these, a lot of the victims of crime who would come in and speak had this incredible capacity for forgiveness. I was really moved by it, really moved by it. Not everybody. Some crimes were just too horrific and too severe for a victim to be coming in with that kind of mindset. But so many were. And I really saw this incredible capacity of the human spirit to forgive, to want the person to get help. So much of what I saw in the trial court was people who had severe addiction issues, severe mental health issues. And so often the victim of whatever the crime was would want the person to get help. You know, want the person to get help, get the addiction treatment, get the mental health treatment. I was really moved by that. I was really moved by this incredible capacity of victims to come in and express that really at the end of the day, they wanted the behavior to stop and they wanted the person to get help. And I didn't expect to see that. And I was really moved by it.
So as a judge in the circuit court, you got to see how a crime can affect not only the victims, but the other side of the coin as well, the families of the accused.
Oh, sure. Oh, my gosh, yes. You know, sometimes I would look out and I would, you know, you see everybody. The thing I loved about the circuit court is everyone can come. The community can come. Friends and family can come. And I think that's really important that the community participate. And I always was really interested to hear from people who had been impacted, who you might not have thought of. But that's what I love so much about the judiciary in general, is the legislative branch. So often I felt that people weren't being heard. In the judiciary, though, everyone could come and be heard. And I loved that about it. But I saw the devastation of crime on not just the victim and the families of the victim, especially in cases involving sexual assault. I had some really just pretty brutal cases. And you saw the impact on the victim, but also the families, the mothers, the fathers. That was very moving to me. Also, you saw on the other side, you know, most of the defendants had families. They might have had kids. The saddest thing was to look out and see nobody there for the person I was sentencing, because, you know, that really indicated to me that there was not the support that the person was going to need to get to try to get on with their life after they were incarcerated. So that was also something really interesting. But the thing I was heartened by, Bob, is there's a lot of resources that we have in the circuit court, and we're doing all kinds of things in the circuit court, treatment courts for alcoholism, drug addiction, for veterans. We were doing a lot of really good things to make sure that the individual got the wraparound services to stop the criminal conduct. That's what we want. We want the person to stop. And if we could address the addiction or the mental health or the poverty, oftentimes you did see the criminal behavior lessen and subside.
You had a whole bunch of questions, but not a lot of time. So we're going to skip ahead a little bit here, but All right. So what do you see the role of a justice on the Supreme Court?
Well, the role of the justice on the Supreme Court is multifaceted, but I am running to be a justice for the people of the state of Wisconsin. As I have traveled all around, I've been doing this now for 10 months. I got in this race last May, so it's almost been 10 months. People have told me they are hungry for government to work for them. I think people feel left behind by government. The government prioritizes the most powerful, you know, the biggest corporations, the billionaires, the people who are privileged already. And I've heard so many people say they want a justice who's going to stand up for them and protect their rights and make sure that they have opportunities, make sure that they get the legal recourses that they need when something goes wrong in their life and they need the judicial system to step in. And so I think there's a real hunger in our state for justices who are going to prioritize the people. And that's what I love. I love people, and I love making sure people have access to justice and making sure that people have equal justice under the law, that, the you know, anybody, it doesn't matter what your status is, it doesn't matter how much money you have, what your religion is, what your race is, everybody is entitled to equal justice under the law. And that's actually, that's the saying that's in the, when you walk into the U.S. Supreme Court, equal justice under law. And that's an exciting concept for me. And that's a motivator for me. So I really see this court needing to stand up for the people of the state, defending our democracy, making sure our elections are protected. My golly, we are being sued right now by the federal government. They want to get our personal private election information. That's alarming to me. That's in the federal courts right now being litigated. We've had attempts of, we had many attempts, Bob, and after 2020 to overturn our election. There were 7 different lawsuits filed to try to overturn our election. My opponent, by the way, has been supported in the past by some of these individuals who led the charge in overturning our election. That's very worrisome to me. So what people are telling me is they want someone who's going to protect our elections, our democracy, their right to vote. You know, each citizen who is eligible should have the right to vote, and that vote should be counted, and it shouldn't matter. The people should have the right to choose their elected representatives, not the other way around. The people should have that right. So those are things that I think are really at issue right now in our state and in our country. And I really believe that I am that justice to stand up for people and make sure this court is strong and is dedicated to the people and our state.
Your Honor, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bob. You have a great weekend.
You too. That is Judge Chris Taylor, who is running for Wisconsin Supreme Court. We do appreciate her joining us this morning. We appreciate you joining us as well.